Order, order.
Parliament resumed with Prime Minister John Key under interrogation by opposition leader Phil Goff over the resignation of Pansy Wong as his Minister of Women's Affairs.
What ethical standards did his minister Pansy Wong and her husband breach in their publicly funded travel to China in December 2008, which required her resignation?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, what the former minister has herself accepted is that she made an unplanned and inadvertent mistake, and I've accepted that. And as we all know, from time to time, we all make mistakes.
Phil Goff then asked if the Prime Minister would call in the Auditor-General, as he'd done with Phil Heatley.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's worthy to note a few things. Firstly, in the case of Mr. Heatley, it was a matter where I was the responsible minister as Minister of Ministerial Services. In the case of Pansy Wong, that was a matter of the Parliamentary Service, and therefore it was a report sanctioned by the Speaker. But I say to the Member, if he has any information that he feels is of relevance, he's welcome to refer that to the Auditor-General himself.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, rejected Labor's complaints about that answer, but there was more trouble with the Prime Minister's response to this question from Phil Goff.
If the issue is about ministerial travel and misuse of ministerial authority, why is it not his responsibility?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I have no advice on that matter.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
This time, Mr. Goff's complaint was backed by his colleague, Trevor Mallard.
That could be an answer to any question. Any ignorant minister could stand up and say, I have not had advice on that matter, sir.
I've heard the member's point.
The Speaker said the quality of the Prime Minister's answer would be open to judgment by the public.
I'll listen very carefully to the member's next supplementary, I'm sure you'll have one.
Supplementary question, Mr. Speaker. Why won't this Prime Minister accept his responsibility for any misuse of ministerial travel and ministerial authority?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
This is because none has been brought to my attention.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, did Pansy Wong sign that document as a Minister of the Crown?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
No, she signed that document saying her occupation was a Minister of the Crown.
Labor's request for a snap debate on Pansy Wong's resignation was also rejected by the Speaker.
Honourable Members, I have received a letter from the Honourable Darren Hughes seeking to debate Understanding Order 380, the decision of the Prime Minister not to reappoint Pansy Wong as a Minister for Ethnic Affairs and Minister for Women's Affairs. The absence of action on the part of a Minister or the Government is not a particular case of recent occurrence which can be raised under Standing Order 380. Furthermore, on 16 November, I declined to accept an application for an urgent debate on the resignation of Pansy Wong as a minister on the grounds that the issues that led to a resignation were not ones to which ministerial responsibility attaches. This situation has not changed. The application is therefore declined.
The Speaker, though, is not so impressed with Mr. Key's answer to this question from Phil Goff's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
How many of the over 500 jobs he promised last week from the cycleway by the end of 2011 will be jobs for women in light of the growing number of women unemployed in New Zealand, now at 7.2%, the highest level since 1998, 12 years ago?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know the answer to that, but maybe as a woman, Annette King could go and work on the cycleway because she's not making much difference to Labor.
Order.
The Speaker described the Prime Minister's answer as being unhelpful.
I would ask the Prime Minister to withdraw that last part of that answer.
I withdraw.
Also, a footnote in parliamentary history with this request from Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table two letters. First, a letter received from the European Parliament entitled Pike River, Mark of Respect. Second, a letter of response penned by Charles Chevelle, Chair of the New Zealand European Union Parliamentary Group. Mr. Speaker, in seeking leave, the mark of respect is the first occasion that the European Parliament has responded to a New Zealand tragedy in this way.
Leave has sought to table those documents. Is there any objection? There is none.
I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.